Decline in fatalities, rise in boating accidents over Labor Day weekend. Texas border business. Austin, Texas. Texas game wardens patrolling water bodies across the state reported a decline in water-related fatalities but noticed an increase in boating accidents compared to last year's Labor Day holiday weekend. Wardens patrolling August 31st Sept. 2 reported 9 boating accidents, several of which involved personal watercrafts, one boating-related fatality and one open water drowning. They also arrested 5 individuals for boating while intoxicated and one minor for boating under the influence. During the same weekend in 2023, wardens responded to 5 boating accidents, 2 boating-related fatalities and 2 open water drownings. During the holiday weekend in 2022, wardens responded to 3 boating accidents, no boating-related fatalities and 1 open water drowning. The boating-related fatality occurred at Amistad Reservoir, where a fatality also occurred over Labor Day weekend in 2023. The open water drowning occurred at Louisville Lake. We are saddened by the loss of life during the holiday weekend and game wardens make every effort to prevent these types of tragedies from occurring, said Cody Jones, Texas Game Warden Assistant Commander for Marine Enforcement. It is concerning that the number of boating accidents increased over the holiday weekend. While the accidents are unfortunate, we hope they'll serve as a reminder of why taking a boater education course is so important. The Texas Parks and Wildlife Department, TPWD, boater education team hosted 2 outreach events over the weekend at Lake Travis in Austin and Lake Ray Hubbard near Dallas. The team partnered with the U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary, Collins Hope, Travis County Parks and Chandler's Landing Marina to remind boaters about safety requirements and handed out free life jackets to those who needed them. Even though Labor Day weekend typically marks the end of the unofficial boating season and there will likely be a decrease in the number of vessels on Texas's lakes, rivers and coast in the coming weeks, game wardens would like to remind boaters that they shouldn't become lax about safety. Wearing life jackets, operating at a safe speed, being aware of passengers and swimmers before starting the motor, avoiding alcohol and following the rules and regulations in the Texas Water Safety Act can save lives and prevent serious injuries. Whether they are in the field or on a boat, game wardens will continue to serve the mission of TPWD by helping to conserve the natural resources of the state, and most importantly, keeping Texans safe, said Jones. As with previous years, the holiday weekend also coincided with the opening of dove season, making it a busy time. Texas game wardens across the state were also in the field checking hunters for proper licensing and gear. As the season kicks off, hunters should keep safety at the forefront by making sure they have taken a hunter education course and being aware of how far pellets can travel. It is illegal for shots to travel over a public roadway or across property lines without landowner consent.